views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, I want to remind everyone first off that we are coming off of an explosively energetic week, as last week we experienced the 8-8, the 8th of August, and many people call that the Lion's Gate portal of energy. It was an incredible influx of energy, and we are now in the transitional period or transitional phase. This transitional phase that we're in is not just for the zodiacal sign of Leo, but they're offering us powerful energies to work with. For many, this will see a major shift in your life, bringing more peace and harmony, more abundance. But do remember that you may have to just give up something, for instance, like where you live, in order for your life to be more cohesive, for things to open up for you. Now, in addition, as of August 11th, a couple of days ago, Uranus will go retrograde in Taurus and will affect all signs, as Uranus can be wildly unpredictable with innovation and also forward movement progress. Now, wildly unpredictable, a lot of people suddenly go, oh no, but it's not necessarily negative, as the Uranus influence can be the spark needed that turns something new and that brings your a new direction for your life. Uranus wants to shake things up for you, and what may have served you in the past doesn't always serve the same purpose for your present moment or for your future. Now, if you have felt like you have been teetering on the edge of a major life change, then pretty much get yourself ready. Uranus will now give many the why and the motivation to change, to make things better in their lives. Now, with this energetically intense time that we're going through. We are going to be continuing with our August theme now that it's a new month. The August theme is about spiritual knowledge. And today's topic is entitled, You Are Spiritual Enough Already. Now, the theme for this program, as many of the themes for the program, was prompted by several people. One of them was a caller into my radio program. And she asked me, how could she be more spiritual? Well, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, they find this question very amusing on how we can be more spiritual. As we are already spiritual beings having a human experience, and we don't have to do anything to be more spiritual. In fact, it would benefit all of us, instead of doing spiritual things, to just allow ourselves to be and accept that we are already spiritual. You know, last week's program was about how we are all born with spiritual wisdom within, and we don't have to look externally outside of ourselves to acquire it. Now, the Posse of Angels, well, they wish to emphasize that each and every one of us is a special and unique energy. You know, we're not here by happen chance. And this uniqueness of ours, at our very core of essence, who we are, we're all the same. We may have very different physical characteristics, but we are all the same as we are love. And the reason this is so is because each one of us is a child of that higher source, creator, universe, God, and protected and guided and provided for and cherished under the creator's providence. The more we allow this knowing of just how divine we are to radiate forth and embrace that we are all children of that divine source, then our lives will be a direct reflection of this deep knowing and radiance within. And the Posse of Angels, well, they want to throw the question back to you. And they're asking you, what does being spiritual mean to you? Do things like having, let's say, an encyclopedic knowledge of crystals and their healing properties, or knowing the names of the archangels, does that make one more spiritual? Do attending workshops, reading self-help New Age books, or perhaps getting certifications from spiritual courses, does that make us more enlightened? You know, when it comes to people investing their time and their money into being more spiritual, I often reflect on the fact that a couple of fellows like Jesus, Moses, and Buddha, well, they didn't attend any spiritual courses, and they certainly didn't have any certifications that attested to the fact that they had attained spirituality. You know, if doing things alone led to living a spiritual life, we would certainly be living in a much different world by now. You know, it does remind me of the year 2005 when I worked part-time in a New Age shop when I was living in Queensland, Australia. Unbeknownst to all of us who were interviewed to work in this beautiful crystal shop, the owner of the shop, Harry, this is not his real name, but let's call him Harry, he upturned a bag of crystals onto the table during our interview. And he quizzed each girl to see how many of the crystals we could identify and their characteristics and their healing properties. Well, being a Reiki master teacher, having my own healing practice, I worked with crystals for several years, and I was able to easily identify all the crystals and the properties. Harry expressed that he was very impressed with my knowledge, but he was most impressed with the part of my resume that said that I had been the number one seller in my previous job. after I was hired. Harry set up a meeting to teach the five chosen shop girls, including myself, how best to sell. He said the first thing that we should do when we arrived at the store was to go to the back room and survey what we were overstocked with, and then remember during the day to push those items onto the customers. And yes, he used the word push. Now, having been a top seller and knowing how I got that position, I put my hand up and I said, "Excuse me, Harry, but wouldn't it be better to be of service to the customers and find out how we can best serve their needs without pushing things on them just because you ordered too much?" Harry's eyes were unemotional. They were cold and lifeless as he completely ignored my idea of being of service and restated, "Like I said, when you arrive for work, go to the back room, survey what we are overstocked with, and then push those items onto the customers." Well, obviously, just because he owned a spiritual store did not instantly translate to him being of service to others, as his top priority was not a heavenly connection, but it was solely focused on his bottom line. Now, with my clairvoyant abilities, many times customers would enter the store, they would walk past me, and I would pick up on what was concerning them. Many times as they stood in front of the book section, I'd grab a book and say, "May I suggest this book? It may be of interest to you." Well, the customers would look at the book and say, "How did you know that this was the subject that I was thinking about?" I remember one time in particular, it was late in the afternoon, and a sole customer entered the store. As this lady walked past me, I clairaudiently heard the word cancer, and she went to look at the books. When I asked her if she needed any help, she said that she didn't know why she had walked into the store, but she just felt drawn to come in. I handed her the book, "You Can Heal Your Life," by Louise L. Hay, and she began to cry. Getting her some tissues, suddenly, the posse of angels started to give me positive and loving messages to pass along to this weary, frightened woman who was nursing her beloved husband through cancer. She felt so comfortable with me that she poured her heart out. She unburdened herself. After our talk, she said that she felt like the weight of the world had been lifted off her shoulders, and that I helped to renew her hope for living more than I possibly could imagine. She kept hugging me profusely for my care and concern. Walking her to the front of the shop, she hugged and thanked me again and again and left. When I turned around, I saw that my boss, Harry, had been watching the whole time. He shook his head and merely said, "You spend far too much time with the customers." It was this love, compassion, concern, and being of service to the customers that saw hundreds of people just stop into the mall to say hi to me. And more than not, when they were in the store, they bought something. When I left that job, the posse of angels said that all the good energies had disappeared, and not long after I left the store, it closed down. Now, here was someone again who owned a New Age shop and was theoretically well-versed in all the spiritual contents of his store, but was not practically spiritual at all, as he did not translate any of his spiritual knowledge into how to allow his divine, eternal spiritual nature to reflect from him, to be loving, compassionate, and to be of service to others. Our divine, eternal spiritual nature is one that reflects the qualities inherent in us as we are all children of God's source, to live and to radiate our divine eternal nature. Truly, it has nothing to do with anything external. Our true spirituality has to do with mastering ourselves. But what does it actually mean to master oneself and fully embrace and live one's spirituality? You know, the answer to that from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is not so much in what we do, but by allowing our spiritual nature to shine forth from us. And as we discussed, things like knowledge of angels, let's say tarot cards, crystals, things like astrology, these are all external things that get us to redirect our focus on things that remember what already exists of us. Yet without mastery of the self, it's very easy to know all about spirituality in theory and experience very little of the practical nature of spirituality in our lives, like my dear boss, Harry. You know, I experienced this with clients in my healing practice when I first arrived in the States. I was absolutely gobsmacked. I was surprised. And my husband, Pete, was the first to notice this. How many of my clients were Reiki masters, healing practitioners that booked sessions with me, who had severe emotional and debilitating physical illnesses. It seems that they were very good at telling others how to live their lives spiritually with joy and balance and peace and self-love, but they certainly were not practicing spirituality in their own life. In other words, it's very easy to talk the talk, to know it in theory, read it in a book, but not so easy to walk the walk. The Posse of Angels is sharing a checklist with us. So they really want us to get this. As it's not so much on being more spiritual that we are constantly searching for, but on how to master ourselves in order to gain mastery over our lives. Now, the first thing that they're saying to do is to follow our truth. You know, when we firmly are on our path of knowing that we are spiritual beings, having a human experience, on our path of self-mastery of this, some people can take on an air of superiority when mastership has nothing to do with superiority over others, whether somebody is more spiritual than us. It has to do with connecting to the truth inside of us and mastering who we are. Truth for each one of us has to do with that which radiates most with our heartfelt feelings within, deep in our soul, and then having the empowerment to take inspired action to live and reflect your truth to others no matter what. And that is the hard part. This takes a tremendous amount of inner fortitude and strength to live one's truth and to not be swayed by family, what the family thinks, what groups think, what communities think, what we are told and programmed to believe. It takes a tremendous amount of fortitude. And also to speak authentically about what we feel in our hearts and know to be true. Now, number two is aligning ourselves with our divine will inside. The more we focus and we give to following our truth inside, the more we align with our soul's purpose and our divine connection. And when we begin to accept that deep inside all of us is a spark of God's will, well, then we start to get a glimpse into unlocking our unlimited potential. And this is our divine eternal nature. And we start to live from this divinity within all of us. Once you align yourself with God's divine will, you'll experience a life in which you feel empowered, in which you allow yourself to be driven by your faith and trust. In essence, you start stepping into living a life of grace. You know, when we commit ourselves to creating and co-creating with the will of God, when we give our heart and we give our soul to God, when we serve, knowing that we are this divine manifestation of God in physical form, and thus recognize our divinity, then we'll be aligned with our spirituality. Number three, they're telling us, the practice of self-love is so important to create a world of love, because how can we experience a world of love when we do not accept that we are love? Because we all come from the same divine source, it is our birthright to be a shining example of God's eternal love. This idea of self-love is one of the hardest lessons for many to learn. Many think that self-love means that we are selfish, you know, we're arrogant or perhaps self-centered. But truly loving ourselves is all about honoring, respecting, and acknowledging who we are. For if we do not infuse ourselves with love, then how can we expect us? You know, once we have aligned ourselves with this God inside, we begin to live a life based upon faith. Faith is an unwavering knowing deep inside of all of us, and it's something that develops with practice. You know, the way to develop faith is by having faith. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to strengthen a life of faith, it's important to know deep within us that we are not, and we certainly have never been alone ever since we incarnated into human form. You know, each and every one of us is surrounded by loving, protecting angels and spirit guides. Their only task is to guide and protect us and to look after our well-being. Now, many say, well, when I was going through something, or I'm going through something now, why don't they tell me this, or why don't they show me that? Most of the times they are trying to get to somebody and show them signs and give them direction. But because it's not coming in the expected way or the way that we are attached to, people completely dismiss, or not even dismiss, they are blind to the signs that our angels and spirit guides give us. Now, in my previous programs on angels, when I forget whether it was March, April, May, where our whole theme was on angels and how to connect to angels, they can't interfere with free will, but I spoke about the way that we can connect with angels and the way that we can be open to observe their signs. And by the way, if you want to listen to any of those archive shows, all of my shows and the different subjects are all on my host page on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, we are always where we are meant to be. Some people would say, oh no, I turned left and it was a mistake. There are no mistakes. Things do not happen randomly. And although some situations and events may seem like a mistake, there's always a higher purpose for a greater scope for the expansion of our soul and our learning and our growth. Something which you think might have been a mistake might have been the greatest thing for the advancement of your soul. And the deep knowing that we are all children of God gives us a sense that all our needs will be met, as our natural heritage and birthright is abundance is our natures. By believing these things deep in our hearts, we'll have the faith that whatever happens in our lives could be a stepping stone to a greater understanding and growth toward living in the light of the Creator. You know, people who live in this unfailing faith know that whatever they draw to themselves is there for their highest good. Therefore, it truly does not matter what manifests in your life, as the pleasure of life is experienced in each experience and in each moment that we live. It's our expectations and the illusion of attachment that this thing is bad or this thing is not is better than this. If things were meant to be different, then there would be something different that would be presented to us. This is divine faith in action. And even though things may not always turn out the way that you want or expect, one who has allowed their spiritual essence to shine forth remains clear that something will happen. For no matter what turns up for all of us, even if it's contrary to what we expect, we are certain that as divine spiritual beings, we're constantly under the most amazing, remarkable guidance and protection of God's love and direction. And you know what, everyone? This deep, heartfelt knowledge makes us the most spiritual that we can be. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a quick reminder before we go to break about my lovely books. I have my first book, Angels of Faith. This wonderful book presented in it looks like a children's book, but it's and children love it. But I have many adults buying it. It is about my two near-death experiences. It's based on that and how we are all divine and we do not die. We are eternal and we do live on. Let me just pop up here my next two books. Novels, number one Amazon best-selling novels, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. This is about my five most important past lives and what the heck did I do in those lives, in between those lives? And then the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. This is the true story of my angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003, when the former soul of Claire Candy walked out of her traumatized body, and I, Angel Ariel, walked in, and how I created heaven on earth for myself and went on to create heaven on earth for others. All of these books can be purchased on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. This book, by the way, is an audiobook too on audible.com, or they can be purchased on Amazon. We are going to take a quick break. If you'd like to call in for a call, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we would love to speak with you. So we will see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hough, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hough has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've been speaking about our topic, spiritual knowledge, which is our topic all for this month, this new month of August. And today's topic is you are spiritual enough already. And if you're just joining us now, the first part of the program was speaking about how the posse of angels keep telling us over and over again that anything external, angels, tarot cards, astrology, anything, these are all outside of ourselves. And all of the spiritual wisdom that we will ever need is inside. So to live life from that divine eternal nature and radiate that forth, that is living a spiritual life. Let's go to our first caller. We have June in BC. June, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm good, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to hear from you.
Well, it's good to get through.
Good, good. Well, it was meant to. Oh.
Yes. So my question is, we're thinking of moving.
Mm-hmm.
And putting the house up for sale perhaps in the winter, early spring, and just want to know if that's the right thing and if that will happen.
Okay. First of all, there's no right or wrong. When our intuition, when we feel something, you have felt like it's time to move on for quite some time. Things like the market, things like, you know, money, things like, you know, is it the right timing? All of these things have restricted you from taking movement forward. They're not saying that you missed out on anything because we have free will, but they're saying all the time, miracles, magic, and synchronicities are available to us. And when our intuitions tell us, and give us that nudge that it's time to move forward, it means that our new place is being readied for us and to start making movement towards that. So having said all of that, they're saying, yes, you know, it's time for you to move on because the next part of your human adventure is waiting for you. And it can't happen where you are now. Whatever that is. Okay. So yeah. that having been said, did you want to know when would be the most advantageous time to put your house on the market?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Is it now? Are you speaking about doing it now?
No. Perhaps in the winter or next spring?
Okay, winter, next spring.
Like January, we're thinking January or else early spring.
Okay, November, December, January. They're saying do not wait for the spring. They're saying put it on the market in January. Now, we don't have to know why they're saying that. You know, when Pete and I came to the States in 2000 and when did we come here? 2007. It didn't deter us that we started looking for a home 6 days before Christmas. People would have said, oh, nobody shows their house 6 days before Christmas. You know, everything closes down. And it was 2 days before Christmas that we saw, and then we signed a deal on it. I mean, you know, so anytime things can happen, divinely happen. So, yes, they're saying yes to January. And I get a really good feeling about that. The Posse of Angels, my angelic family, want you to know that they are preparing your next house for you.
Cool.
So, but they're not sure. They're not sure the shade of the color or the window shades or whatever. They're saying you need to fill in the details. And the way you do that, June, is by saying, thank you. Thank you for my amazing new house that I'm going to be moving into. It has, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's so full of light. It's in a lovely, you know, neighborhood. I have the most wonderful, welcoming neighbors. You know, whatever your heart desires, wishes.
Yeah.
Thank
them.
We
already have
Go on.
We already have a piece of property to go to. We just need to put a dwelling on it.
Okay, there you go. All right. So it's time to let your imagination, unlock all. You know, the contractor that we use shows up on time and finishes the job early, or, you know, is easy to work with, or whatever that is. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. It's a wonderful new time of creating the next incarnation, if you want to say, for this human life of yours. And it's going to be very, very exciting. Very exciting for you. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Star card. This is the Star card is so often about a wish coming true. And for a long time, you have thought about utilizing this property, putting a house on it, and this is realizing a dream of yours. The next card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Cups. Now, this is often about love. It's also about somebody offering you something. In this area that you are going to be moving to, is it an area? Well, if you bought a property there, it's an area that you know.
But new
alliances, new connections are going to be springing up, they're saying, and offering you a very welcoming. This could be offering you not so much maybe a job, but, you know, sort of an opportunity to get involved with things. It feels really like a sense of community. And you got the Travel card. This is the Six of Wands, traveling to smoother waters, traveling, moving. And this is the Movement card. So I will pull one more card for you. I love this deck. It's called the Sacred Traveler deck, since so many of us will be moving at this time. It is a time of movement, changing and shaking up our lives in order for us to create new opportunities for ourselves. And the card that you get is Rainbow Blessings. Oh, I love this card. This is so pretty. Look, everyone. It's Rainbow Blessings, and the message on it is blessings are showering your life. So let's read the little blurb here. When the rainbow appears in the sky above, have faith that blessings are abounding all around you. Just as the rainbow has all the colors of the spectrum, so is every hue. On the journey of your life, sometimes you are taken off the path, or away from something familiar like the house that you're in now. But that is not necessarily a bad thing, because it's saying when you go in the direction of your intuition, that's God speaking to you. And it's directing you to what's across that rainbow. And they are new blessings that are going to be coming to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, June.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Yeah. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Rue. Rue is calling in from Los Angeles. Hi, Rue. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Hello, Candy. How are you?
I am very well.
So lovely to hear your radiant voice.
Thank you.
I wanted to, you know, ask about my romantic life. You know, I'm a spirit who, I'm a very independent spirit, and I have had some very good relationships, but I think I'm a bit of a runaway bride and have run away from them. And then I've had some more karmic relationships that have really taught me lessons about my past and myself and sort of some of my patterns that exist in my family. Mm-hmm. And those relationships have been more toxic. And I've been in a phase for the past couple of years where I actually haven't dated very much at all, and I'm just really using this time to do a lot of yoga and meditation and self-healing in order to attract the right relationship.
Right.
And I just, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a very good summary. Well, when you were saying that, the first thing that that came to me was that in all of these relationships, and they really did show me you running away, this is a very karmic thing, as you said. You know, in many incarnations in the past, you have done this. Because there's a part of you that thinks, what will I have to give up in order to be in this relationship? What will I have to compromise and settle for less than I so richly deserve by being in this relationship? And by thinking and holding any energy onto that, it is blocking you. Mm-hmm. It is blocking you from having a complete 100% open heart to draw a beautiful beloved. I mean, I don't get the impression that your twin flame is on the earth plane with you now. No. But that does not mean that you can't have the most extraordinary beloved soulmate relationship with somebody. Okay. So the first thing to do is to assure yourself that you do not have to give up anything in order to be in this relationship, that it's going to add exponentially to making you more you. Not that you're not whole and complete in and of yourself, but this is going to be such a wonderful addition, in addition to feeling whole and complete. This doesn't happen overnight. You know, I don't know if you've ever read the Prophet. I don't know if you've ever read the Prophet by Khalil Gibran. In that, in one of his sections on marriage, on relationships, he talks about the winds of heaven standing. You and your beloved, you stand like two pillars holding up the roof of a temple. And you don't stand really close to each other. You don't lean on each other. You stand independent, loving in and of yourself. And then you let the winds of heaven dance between the two of you. You don't collapse onto each other. You know, Pete and I are twin flames, and we allow each other the freedom of being who we are. Our identity doesn't depend on the other person doing anything or following anything that the other person tells them to do in order to feel settled. So I think this is really important for you to, if you really do want and to draw a beloved into your life, I think it's really important for you to get real with yourself and say, in past incarnations, I was a different person. I felt like I had to give up something. in order to have a beloved in my life. I had felt like I had to compromise and settle. But now I am a different being. I'm this radiant being of light, and I do not have to give up anything. And to sit with that and feel your heart opening to bring this beloved to you without restrictions and without conditions. Now, a lot of people find that difficult, Rue, because it makes you vulnerable.
Yes.
And the only way to have this kind of extraordinary love is to make yourself vulnerable. I'm hearing, Rue, come to me as a child. A child doesn't have a checklist when it wants to be loved. It just opens its heart and opens its arms. Unless it's been hurt, like a dog which has been beaten and, you know, cowers or what have you. But our natural nature is one of unconditional love and openness. And they are saying, come to me, come to us, come to yourself, Rue, as a child. You are worthy and you are deserving of being loved for just who you are. And you do not have to give anything up. Is lovely. That's a beautiful message. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Each and every one of us, because it's our divine eternal nature. We are love. We are love, and we deserve this. Many of us have been programmed to think that we're not worthy and deserving of this divine, beautiful love, and that it must come with conditions, you know. I've done so many workshops in the past where, you know, twin flame and soulmate workshops and things like that. And women say, oh, I wrote down my list. You know, my twin flame must have a six-figure income and must drive in an environmentally, a politically correct car. And they must wear designer clothes. And I said, well, the more conditions you put on what your twin flame has to be, the more you're pushing them away. I said, because you may not have any of those things. I said, the heart knows what it is connected with. I said, an age, socioeconomic, you know, levelers or, you know, money, that these things don't have anything to do with love. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Rue. The first card for you is the World card. And they're saying that this is a completion. What you're going through now, and with the help of the 8-8 Lion's Gate portal, is this huge healing of your heart where you thought that you would have to give up something. And they're saying that when you draw this beautiful beloved to yourself, call back into the radio program and say, Candy, it happened. You're at a completion now. You don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to give up anything. All you have to do is make yourself vulnerable and open up your heart. In this card, for those people that are watching this live, it's the ice. It's like the ice caps, like in the North Pole or something. And they're telling me that you are under the influence of melting. Of melting those restrictions away from you. The next card is a celebration. It's the Three of Cups card. Now, there are quite a number of celebration cards in the deck. More than not, they're celebrating hard work. This is celebrating like a marriage, a birth, an anniversary. Celebrating, you know, it's a very divine feminine card. Now, they're saying for you to do, I don't know if you do any rituals around goddess energy. The full moon is coming up. You know, dance and whirl like a dervish. Show the world your goddess energy. And they're saying, and celebrate that because you're finally opening yourself up to allowing that new beginning. And we've got a new beginning because the Fool is coming in. and the fool is anything but foolish. This is allowing the inner child in you to come out and play and engage in the world and know that you so divinely deserve this. And I'll draw you a Sacred Traveler card just because I love these cards so much. Let's see what comes out for our lovely Rue. So all signs are pointing to you finally getting to the stage where you're over this. Just because this happened in different incarnations, this runaway bride thing, doesn't mean that you have to continue it.
This, this gives me great hope.
This is wise leader. You're a beacon for others. I don't know if you have a book, but they're saying your life, and in remembering your past incarnations of being a runaway bride, you could help so many other women who have gone through this as well. Because as in writing a book about your experiences, about being afraid of being vulnerable, about being afraid of that you'll have to compromise and settling for less, all of the different examples that you've brought to yourself and how you've learned from it. And now you've learned to be this wise leader and a beacon for others, that you don't have to do this in order to compromise yourself in love. And with that thought, I will leave you with that. I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Rue. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Carrie. Carrie is in Los Angeles. Hi, Carrie. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, wonderful. So I needed some hope. I'm going through...
Hold on. First of all, am I on speaker?
Oh, not anymore.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. So I kind of needed some hope. I'm going through something. I'm trying to deal with it in a more peaceful and just, you know, let things flow.
Okay, what are you going to
practice what I've learned?
In a practical way. Okay, what are you going through, Carrie?
I'm going through, I guess it's, it's not me, it's actually a significant other, and it affects me because he's going through that. Mm-hmm. He's going through a life change.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Okay, so this is not something that affects, well, it affects you because you are connected to this other person.
Right.
But it doesn't affect you directly.
No, it does not.
Okay.
It's a little frustrating on my end, it's frustrating, but.
Okay, the exercise that you can do for this with a significant other when they're going through any kind of trauma is to take 10 or 15 minutes during the day and surround them, you know, because we feel helpless when we can't, you know, when we can't do anything. Okay, so, but what you can do to be proactive is close your eyes, center on your heart, and visualize them surrounded in emerald green healing light. You can even call in Archangel Raphael. You can send them this immense healing of comfort and prayers and thoughts, and then surround them in this beautiful, radiant emerald green light. And then you can send them the pink unconditional love and see them in this like bubble gum or candy cotton pink, surrounded by this beautiful love. This exercise works twofold. One is it will on some level seep in or get to the other person and help strengthen their healing, what they're going through. And of course, love is love. But by you doing that, it is sending you healing. Because what we do for another because it's all energy, we do for ourselves. So it will bathe you in the green healing light and the unconditional love. And this will help you enormously. Now, another thing that you can do is to say thank you to God and the angels. Thank you for X, whoever who this is, whatever they're going through, because what he is going through, is it a he?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever he is going through.
It's a pattern. I've noticed it's kind of been a pattern now.
I know, but whatever he's going through is for his highest good. Because we learn our best lessons in contrast and in hardship. Because if the lessons came easy, we wouldn't learn anything. So bless him exactly where he is. And this is going to help enormously for you to let go of something which is beyond your control. Now, I've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card is coming, is the moon card. This is getting you to go within, be reflective, not be triggered and reactive by what is going on the surface, but by knowing deep within you that this is the best thing for his spiritual journey. So bless him, where he is and where you are, and then this will help your energies. But certainly, it's going to help. And the Two of Pentacles is showing the balance in your life, the balance coming back in your life. Doing that exercise, showing him the green healing light and the unconditional love. Do that for yourself and for him. And you have another balance card. Is the Temperance card? Is the Patience card? You cannot walk another person's journey for them. You must allow that person to walk their own journey. Do a lot of things around water, they're saying, whether that's taking, beautiful Epsom salt baths, throw some rose petals in there, walk by the water, feel yourself being cleansed by the attachment of this. And because you're karmically involved with this person, of course you're going to be affected directly, but you can be proactive with the exercise of surrounding yourself with that green healing light, surrounding him as well. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Very, very much. I'm trying to put into practice everything I've learned from you and others on transformation. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. All the best. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you for everyone that's listening. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. And I will speak to you again next week. Love and angel blessings. Bye, everyone.